You must be 18 or older to listen to this podcast.
When I snap my fingers, I want you to sit down on this big fucking tent pole, and I want you to sit down all the way.
Matt and Ouija.
No hesitation. You get that thing lined up with that butthole, and you sit straight down all the way.
That's right. It's time for the big gay sex show with the two big studs themselves.
You know what I want. Now give it to me.
Give it to them, guys. And here
now
they are. Matt and Ouija.
Sit. You just sit all the way fucking down on it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Sit.
Hey there. Welcome to the Big Gay Sex Show.
The Daddy Years.
Yeah?
The podcast that tells you everything you ever wanted to know about gay sex.
Really? Does it?
I don't know. Some episodes, yes.
Some episodes. Other episodes, it's like, did I really need to know that?
Exactly.
I don't think so. It's
kind of
like
a lot of stuff.
It's kind of like when every morning I try to get on our Blue Sky, and I try to repost at least 3, 4, 5, you know, hot pics, hot daddies, stuff like that. But, you know, there's scroll, and then, oh my God, didn't need to see that. Squirted right at me in 3D. Not
there
cool.
You go, see?
Yeah. So, but anyway, hey, I'm Matt, and we're still going to tell you everything you didn't need to know either.
So, I mean, and I'm Ouija,
the
top who puts the we and wiener.
Well, we did that last time. Go on the next one.
Notes need to be updated, folks.
Hey.
And I'm Ouija.
Yeah.
Hold on. Headiest head giver in all Headlandia.
That's true.
No, it's not, actually. I am really bad at giving head.
I know. I tried to tell you. I give you the tap. I smack you when you use your teeth. No.
Anywho, no. On that note, I have never perfected the art of giving head.
Yeah.
I am terrible with remembering to, you know, offer that, you know, because I'm so used to getting in there and them grabbing my penis and shoving it in their mouth and then them bending over. So I'm conditioned to, you know, have you shove your mouth onto my penis.
Okay, so now are you one of those tops that are all like, I never give head, I'm a top?
No, I give head, but I forget to, you know, it doesn't, it's very strange how it works.
What?
So there are certain men that I want to eat their ass, or there are certain men that I want to do extra with.
Uh-huh.
And so it's very weird to try to remember to do that for the ones I'm not feeling that with.
What if it's like maybe some really butch guy who maybe reminds you a little bit of, like, you know, say your grandpa, and it is like, you know, making you gag on their cock and then swallow it and lick it up when it comes.
Lick it up.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, I've been with, I don't know if the phrasing is right, but I've been with straight curious guys, which I think it's actually gay curious. But
yeah, probably.
I've seen a lot of things lately with things that said straight curious, but I'm like, I think they actually mean they're straight
I always
and
thought
curious.
That, like, if you're straight curious, you're gay.
Curious about pussy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think a lot of bi curious guys are using straight curious now, I think. I mean, that's the only thing I can deduce.
Well, if you're a straight curious guy, make sure that you're using it properly. Otherwise, you're just confusing us,
mm-hmm.
and we don't need
so confused
that anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I'll probably take a minute and actually look it up.
Huh? Would you?
Huh. Sorry, folks.
So if straight curious is gay who is curious about pussy,
I don't think it's that, though.
Or straight people who are using the term
wrong.
Yeah,
I think they're using the term wrong.
Okay. Then there's gay curious, which is straight guys who are curious about banging guys.
Uh-huh.
I say that right?
I honestly think it's the DL.
So then is the bi-curious, like, I'm curious about both sexes?
I would think bi-curious is the appropriate term. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what I would think, too. I mean, either way, honestly.
Yeah, even if you were a gay person who was straight curious.
Yeah, then
you're... But I honestly think the people I'm seeing the straight curious on are DL guys that don't want to use the word gay. So I think
okay,
what they mean...
Okay, that's just gay.
So what I think they mean is they're straight, but they're curious. You know what I mean? So instead of putting straight, you know, dash curious, they need to be putting straight but curious.
Because they can't put DL. They can't put gay.
Yeah.
You know. Okay, yeah. So then if you're curious about, like, say, trans guys... Are you, like, trans-curious?
I would think so. I would think that'd be the appropriate term.
Okay, then I'm more than curious. Well, but then I'm, like, down with it. Yeah.
But does that mean that you're curious? Well, see, and then I think that would be open to interpretation as well. Yeah. If you're trans-curious, they might be like, oh, you're questioning your gender. You know what I mean? Because you're trans-curious, you know?
God, it's so...
There's so many...
Can't we all just get along? But all these labels...
I don't know. Labels.
I remember that little shit telling me, labels are for cans.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, well, he found out when I gave him some cans and said, guess which one's the dog food? Because none of them had labels on it. Anyway, hey...
Hold on real quick. Straight curious. Okay, according to the search on the interwebs...
Yeah.
So straight curious generally means a person who identifies as heterosexual straight, but is open to or curious about exploring sexual or romantic experiences with somebody of the same gender. Okay, so I think that was a reversal.
Stupid.
Yeah, I think that's a reversal because, I mean, it used to be bi-curious. You know what I mean?
It's probably...
And even gay
straight
curious,
women but, who... who write gay fiction and these people that are straight
influencing.
Curious don't actually exist. They're just made up for
there's
those
another
novels.
Character in Heated Rivalry 2.
Yeah. That's pretty much there is gonna be a Heated Rivalry 2. And there's gonna be do you ever watch The Guild? That was a gaming show. Anyway, Mal is going to be on it. There's going to be a movie made. They fundraised for a movie, and Mal from Firefly. Who we love him, but I can't remember his name.
Aphelion?
Yes, so he's going to be in it. So very cool.
Oh, so somebody actually wrote in on a different platform and said, "Why are people saying straight curious now instead of bi curious?" Says, bi-curious has been a perfectly adequate term my entire adult life. Now suddenly I'm seeing straight curious.
Is it like the Gen Zers and stuff? They're like, you know, the ones that cry when you give them a thumbs up?
Well, this guy is saying it's majorly a thing on Sniffies. It seems to have replaced bi-curious. I've also seen it elsewhere. I always thought of it like this. Bi-curious is a guy who knows they are into women, but we are... Okay, and then it just goes into like a whole bunch of people with sounding off on their things.
Anyone saying, no, this is the way it should be.
Well, and then somebody else said what we thought. It says, I thought it meant gay guys curious about straight sex.
Yeah. And I mean, on Sniffies, how many straight guys... that are looking for women are on Sniffies.
Well, Sniffies, I mean, if you cruise around on Sniffies, you will find an occasional woman on there. But
it's probably just somebody that watched, like, Heated Rivalry and is all like, oh, I want to see where all the gay men are. Where are all my new best friends?
Well, I think there's a lot of kinky women out there that do go on to gay platforms because there's a couple that go on to Scruff, too.
Oh, hell yeah. I know that there are women that love to see gay guys... gay porn. That's cool.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And I mean, if you're shopping, I mean, if you're bisexual or a straight woman who is turned on by bisexual men, then, right. I mean, you've got to find a place, too. I mean, I can't imagine there's too many... There might be some... that's right. There is. There's a couple of apps for bisexuals that are out there. So, because cool. My neighbor goes between... I'm a lesbian, and I'm oh God, not Pan, but the other one.
Straight curious? No. I'll do Demi. Anyone.
Demi. Demi.
But wait, no, hold on. Oh, okay, maybe, but of course, Demi is, for anyone that doesn't follow, Demi is the...
It's when you really like Demi more.
You have to know somebody. Yeah, right. When you're that's Demi.
When you're dummy. Feeling turned on by Demi Moore.
No, but see, that's the Demi is when you have to like know someone really well before you can get romantically attached to them, right? So that's what she's saying.
Well, that's, yeah.
She's like, I spent some time with a guy the other day in an elevator, and suddenly I wanted his penis inside of me.
Well, she does go between, like, I'm a lesbian, and then she has some, you know, men that come and go from her bedroom.
And, literally.
They literally are, you know, pumping up.
See, I didn't get that. I remember that we had this hardcore lesbian when I first came into the community, and she was like a power lesbian. She's like one of those ones that you're like, I'm afraid of you. And
was it the A or the G?
Huh?
Oh, I didn't know who were
you. Oh, I was referring to the L. You'll think of it later.
Okay.
I don't want to out her, even though she's dead. One of the things that I found out later is that she had a guy that would hook her up with, like, really hung black men because she just got off on... big dicks and you know, beautiful black guys. Mm-hmm. And that was a kink for her. And so I was just like, how can you be like this hardcore lesbian and yet do that? But you know what? I don't know.
Well, I mean,
here we are spending all our time being like, I don't think I could ever be with a woman. And now we're looking at trans guys like, hey, daddy.
Yeah.
What's up?
But some of them are more masculine than any of us.
I know. Isn't that hot?
That's very hot.
Okay. Anyway, hey, Patreon offers listeners a way to support creators like us and receive rewards not open to the general public, like, you know, photos, videos, weekly videos from Ouija and pool pics. Lots and lots of pool
Well, right
pool
now
pics.
It's pool pics because that's where I live, baby.
And that's totally cool. And for certain levels, access to our vintage podcast archive from 2007, when we were young and dumb and, well...
Full of sperm.
He was full of cum. I was dumping it everywhere. You can become a patron of the show for as little as $1 a month. Just go over to patreon.com/BGSS.
So we want to thank our current patrons and welcome our newest patron, Adrian, and...
Going with Fonny.
Okay,
I'm not sure
or Fanny.
How to pronounce that. But however we pronounce it, we're glad you're here.
Fonny.
And also, thanks to our active patrons. Mr. Moose said something today. You know, John says stuff over there every once in a while.
Talks mad
William,
mess, John.
William. Clayton. Mm. Our boy Clayton. He popped on
for a
little
bit.
Our
boy Clayton.
Honestly, I think of things like that. Yeah. Anyway, and we want to welcome our free patrons. We're really glad that you're here, and we do try to post a few things during the week that are just for our free.
Yeah, and remember, it's not a problem being a free patron.
Yeah.
Because I'm free as well.
But we do, like, you know, that you support the show.
Yeah,
those that
can, you know.
Yeah, we love that you support the show because it keeps us going.
Pitch us a tip.
Yeah.
Just a tip.
Some of them. We had one Adrian that just went all the way.
Just gave the whole full shaft.
Yeah.
Right to the root, to the balls.
It was lucky we were pre-greased. Yeah. Anyway, hey, also we wanted to thank Mr. Moose for the free magazine, which was... Go Naked? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Go Naked.
Nice.
And that reminds me.
I do miss that magazine. I was a supporter of that magazine for a while.
Uh-huh.
And then you went through one of those periods where they change your credit card, or debit card. And then, you know, you dropped off things because you forget to change it over.
Right.
So, anywho.
Yeah. I love their emails. Their newsletter and stuff is all on their website now, so it's no longer like, you know, coming to your email box.
So are you explaining something now?
I am trying to. I'm trying to double check just to make sure that there's nothing new on DesertHeatMag.com. And trying to see, come on, issues. Yeah, there has been no new issues on Desert Heat Mag since April. I did email him and ask him, hey, what's up? Are you okay? No reply. So I've been able to find anything online. So if anybody knows anything
about Desert Heat Magazine, which is one of our lovely co-conspirators in the world of hot sex.
Yes.
So let us know. We are unfortunately, waiting reply.
Yeah, so I really hope that they're okay. Even if they just decided to stop doing it, that's cool. But, it was a lot of work.
Is a lot of work.
And doing it for free? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
By the way, that reminds me. I think next month there's a Peter North biography that will be out, and you can get it on Fandango and I don't know HBO, I don't know, one of the pay stations. But anyway, but it will be out, and I watched a preview of it, and it looks pretty cool. He seems to be like really cool guy, because he's still alive. He's older. He's But he just seems to be really cool. So, Peter North. Peter or North. Matt Ramsey. Which are two names that really in Sacramento should not be going together. Anyway. Hey.
What? Hey.
Here's a list. I'm just trying to clear out some stuff as we move forward. Here's some 12 vintage gay films everyone should see. I want to see how many that you know if you've seen. Okay. Passing Strangers from 74. I don't think it
doesn't grab.
Yeah. Forbidden Letters, 79. Une Chambre d'Amour from 1950. No clue.
Wow.
Boys in the Sand, 1971. Course. Definitely. Score, 1974. Yes. I think so. Bijou, 72.
Yeah, I think is that the movie that actually heralded Bijou?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. A Night at the Adonis, 75, definitely. Times Square Strip, 83? I don't know. I don't think so. Left-Handed, 72. Seems to be a good year. Centurions of Rome, 1980.
We know that one very well. Very intimately. Well.
I've watched that many times. Kiss Today Goodbye from 76. Not that I know of, and Turned On, 1982.
Who's claiming that we should see these?
Well, see, that's the question. It's just one of those things that were on the web and
on the interwebs. Take a picture of it because I want to look them up.
Oh, okay. The list, right? Not like my penis. Right?
Yeah, just the list. Yeah, okay. I think the world has seen your penis. And the world,
mine.
The world has sung the song.
I'm
the world is not enough.
Blue skies, looking at Ouija. Okay, so anyway, if any of you want to dive into watching a few of those, please do. Let us know what you think.
Yeah,
and I think we'll tune into a couple of them and see. Like the 1950 one, I was like, 1950.
That's pretty impressive.
Didn't think that the first gay porn actually came out to like the late 60s.
I'm sure that out there somewhere there's probably like one of the earliest films, I'm sure there's probably some grandpa's attic there's
penis.
Oh,
that's cool. Hey, real quick advice. Dan says greetings
and salutations.
Yeah, I started listening to Big Gay Sex Show, The Daddy Years, in March and have become obsessed with the show. I've listened to all the episodes. I'm 20, soon to be 21. I'm curious about PrEP, and I think you guys have convinced me to get onto it. But I asked my doctor, and he warned me against it. I still think I should do it. Do you have any advice for me? Also, Ouija, your sex stories make me come so hard. I wish you were my sex daddy.
You know, I am a sex daddy for hire. It's very cheap, actually. It's just regular French fries and some Klondike bars. Mm-hmm. So that's all I need to be your soy sex free. Daddy.
Soy free.
And yeah, plenty of hull. And so anyways, yeah, the prep thing, you know, I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, I think it's good. And I think if you're a very active sexual person.
Whore.
If you really enjoy sex and you want it on the slut. on the fly.
Yeah.
Then honestly, I do believe that prep is for you. I'm going to say this, and this might be slightly controversial, but yes. As a pause person, as being HIV positive myself, I know that I and the people I know stay med compliant. Mm-hmm. So that keeps us from transmitting HIV.
Right.
And it keeps our sex partners, no matter how raw we are with them, keeps them safe. I don't know the numbers anymore. I used to know, you know, how many rogue people were wandering around, you know, an estimated rogue number of people wandering around not knowing that they're pos. I don't know that number exists exactly the same way anymore. Mm-hmm. I have met several men now who have asked me to suspend my medical, you know, my pill usage and become, you know, actively, you know, with an active, oh God.
So it was to get your viral load active so that you could breed them.
Exactly. Yeah. So I've had several of them ask me, and I've had even somebody offer to pay me to stop my
insane.
Meds and to, you know, to pause them.
Now, I mean, if you have that fantasy or whatever, I mean, I still think it's insane because if you know pause people and what some of them go through,
it's
just fucked up. But yeah. I will also say that to target somebody and say, I want you to be like, I want your baby, mm-hmm. you know.
I want the dark gift, Dracula.
There's something psychologically going on. Because I remember back in the days when there was a psychological thing going on with the queers, the guys that were like, they just knew that it was like a Russian roulette. Mm-hmm. And they wanted it so that they would just get it over with.
Yeah, yeah.
And absolutely. No, in fact, we knew somebody that, mm-hmm. that did that who was like, oh, who called me? And was all like, ah, I'm positive, but it's okay. I feel much better now. Uh-huh. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, I remember growing up, and there was people out there that were actively seeking it.
Yeah.
So they could just get it over with. And there would be no, none of the fear of being caught off guard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They knew immediately that they have already, you know, gotten.
And I mean, in that time period when everything was so scary. Fucked up, I could kind of understand that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, when you're a gay guy in that time period, because, I mean, AIDS started coming out when I was like 14. So for me, I grew up thinking, I'm going to die. Mm-hmm. You know,
I was in the same boat. I was, you know, a little bit younger, but I kept remembering that if I touched gay man, I would die.
Right, exactly.
So I was fooling around with straight guys in high school, and I knew that I was okay.
Straight curious.
And I was gonna be okay because I was only touching straight guys.
Yeah.
And like somehow magically, because they said they are, that somehow, you know, I'm not going to, you know, be paused.
Right.
There was a lot of guys that have, you know, actively sought it out, and not everyone is going to have the same result. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I am well. I am good. They can't even find it. So even in some of the basic of tests, they can't even find I'm still positive. So there's a lot of question on, you know, is this, you know, how well off am I, you know? And here's the thing, though. And everything I know and everything I've read about the medication I'm on, you know, the chances are, if barring cancer is the wild card for all of us, for the whole world. Mm-hmm. Cancer is the wild card. But they believe that they have are able to, with the medicine that I'm on and the, how high my my immune system is, that I will actually surpass my originally expected lifetime.
Right.
But now I feel like, you know, it's like, I don't know, you won't get this as
Here's
well.
Here's the small print.
But Tales from the Dark Side used to have a lead in, and then they'd be like, but... there is unseen by most. An underworld. Right. A place that is just as real, but not as brightly lit. The dark side. And then but the dark side of this is I might live longer, but I'll pray I didn't.
Well,
because some of the meds, you know, start fucking with your calcium. They start fucking with your heart.
Yep.
They start fucking with other systems in your body.
Well, not only that, but you are, even though you aren't, you know, they can't find the viral load, you still have certain reactions. Like, you're still super sensitive to certain things that you weren't before, you know. And then there's the meds that affect different things, like you said.
Yeah, so I do understand that there are some people and some doctors that would probably, you know, encourage you against it. And I don't necessarily blame them for doing it. I don't believe that the risk anymore is at the same level. If you go bare, if you go raw with somebody, I don't believe that there is the same risk as there was. But I would have to do a lot more homework before I could actively and wellly say, confidently say, you know, what I'm what my theory is, you know.
Well, and okay, so not to be all clinical and shit, but working for a clinic that specializes in HIV testing and statistics and stuff like that right now, who knows if I'll still be doing that thanks to the new cuts. There are predominantly, and depending what community you're in, if you're in the Black community or the Hispanic community and stuff like that, there are a shit ton of people that have it that don't know, and don't think it's real. And there are, you know, we still get, I think in Sacramento County last year we had 200, something like that, positive tests. And you know, that doesn't seem like a lot, but when you're talking about a certain population, it is, you know, especially in communities that just don't know, don't believe it's not real. Their church doesn't, you know, you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I say if you are really sexually active and you want a raw dog, that you should be on it. But also keep in mind that there is... there's PEP, which is a 3-day regime. There's now 3-day prep where if you know you're going to go to an orgy and there's possibility that you're going to take 10 loads, you know, you can take it the day before the orgy, the day of the orgy, and the day after the orgy, and it's supposed to protect you.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds genius. I mean, you know, I mean, that way you're not on it the whole time.
Right.
You know, you're not on it daily.
And there's also injectables now that I think last up to 6 months.
I think double they're still working
that
on
needs
that.
To be double checked.
Yeah.
They keep talking about that. But anyway, if your doctor's against it, go to your sexual health clinic. You can probably get it for free and get started the same day that you go in.
Yeah, I mean, at least look into the 3-day thing. Because, I mean, if you're going to go out and like have like a hot-ass weekend or you go to a gay event and you want to be free, and right. liberated to behave as you are comfortable as a grown ass adult.
Take a load. Take
a load.
Take
off.
10 loads. Yeah.
Go for a full Dawson.
And being one of those videos where when they pull out, you're still gaping and leaking. And, you know, I mean, then just some prep would help. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Be that Batman villain called the Gaper.
I love that. Actually, I watched the Christian Bale Batman Begins the other day.
Uh-huh.
It was better than I remembered it.
No, I love that period of Batman.
Yeah.
I love the Christian Bale Batman.
I don't really like Christian Bale so much, but I thought it was a good movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, no, no. I love Christian Bale. He's all over the map. He's kind of an odd one. I know he's had some, like, you know.
What are you fucking thinking? I'm sorry. As a techie, I couldn't get over that bullshit.
I know, and you know, but I got to remember too that I've had days at my own job where I had to like leave the building, or I was going to have a Christian Bale moment.
Oh God, I had one of those this week. Actually, I've had two of those.
Then how are you blaming Christian Bale, bitch?
No, not that I yelled and screamed, but well, not to them, but like. I had finished this major project, and they're like, fucking awesome. I actually got in the email, fucking awesome, back, right? And then, like, 6 hours later, oh, can you just change this one word? And I'm like, fuck you, you know, because the programs that I have to work with to do this, that is like an hour project to do one fucking word like that.
Reformat whole
and
thing. Yeah.
And they did that to me three times. And then like I haven't heard from it for 2 days. Today they're like, could you just move this one thing? I'm like, okay, if this is not gonna make a break, because I'm telling you, literally 10 people are gonna read this fucking thing, and nobody's gonna give a shit anyway. Just to change one thing around because you don't like it? No. I actually said, I think you should rethink this. So, anyway, enough about jobs. Let's do a couple
quick... Let's talk about blowjobs.
I want to talk to you about a few things here, but I do want to just clear out this business stuff. I want to give a recommendation on Blue Sky to Lycan. You can find him at Cal. Let's try that again. CALYCAN. So Lycan, like of course the werewolf.
He's California Lycan.
He is, and let's just say you never see his. I don't say no. Never.
Oh, I do follow him. You don't.
I sent you his stuff.
Yeah, he shows his mouth.
Yeah.
And his nose, but he didn't show the whole. Whole bit, which I do understand. There's a couple people on here that actually, the down the shorts picture, go back.
Yeah,
is always one of my faves.
Really? I
mean, yeah, you want to make me happy? Just show your penis hanging down your short leg, and a little showy.
Yeah,
because there's nothing hotter.
There was a English phrase. It's like. Plumped with a little bit of winky sticking out or something like that.
Yeah, anyway. I just remember that was like my earliest exposure to seeing other men's penises was, a look up the side of the leg of the shorts.
Oh, yeah. That used to get one of our people going.
So, yeah. So when I see pictures like that, it does take me back to childhood when I would see a grown-ass person's, you know, like chunk of their ball or if they had a nice big dick, that chunk of the dick.
Well, this guy, I mean, he is
a certified Lycan.
He is jacked, and he's got a great everything. He made me pop. He did.
What was that Harrison Ford thing?
Oh, my God. Look at that penis. Look at that fucking cock.
Penis.
I know, right? Okay, anyway, so go check him out. He is Lycan. Really, really good.
C.A. Lycan.
And then we've got...
We got Joe. We got Joe Daddy. Yeah,
so we got Daddy's Country...
Daddy's In Country Guys.
There you go.
In. Daddy's and then
Okay, but you can find them on
Country
Blue
Daddies.
Sky at Country Daddies, and that's an I-E, Daddies.
Oh, wow.
.bluesky.com.
Oh, they locked down. They got on there early.
I know, right?
Country Daddies, that's a...
Anyway, but this is whoever they are.
Oh, yeah, that's a...
They post all sorts of... picks
blue collar guys
and
from all different eras and today and yesterday and 70s.
Look at that guy. I love that.
Well, you put anybody in a British courier hat for Matthew and he wants to splooge on their face.
Well, not only that, but you know, plaid shirt, pants open, big dick hanging out, furry chest,
and you know, his name is Padrick.
Probably Pad Dick. Anyway, but of course he's in clothes, and sometimes clothes make the man hard. If you know what I mean? But
Matthew's very much a proponent of shirt.
There are some guys that are so fucking hot with clothes on. Mm-hmm. Just take the dick out, open the shirt to show us the hair. It's all good.
It's all good.
Anyway, find them if you want some really hot guys. And then I just want to give a quick shout out to one of our favorites, Wade Branson. You can find him at Wade Branson XXX on Blue Sky. And
remind me.
Furry.
Furry, that's half the people we follow.
Furry Daddy, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, Furry Critter.
Oh, that's what he used to go by. Anyway, yeah, so I'm seeing his stuff more. He's, you know, sucking on some, getting sucked off. He's showing more.
Sucking on chili dog. Well, there he is.
Okay, yeah, that he. Well, that's not chili, thankfully, but it's nice. Anyway, but he's very fun, and we've just always enjoyed him. We want to send him some love, anyway. So, now that we have just a few minutes, it's just us girls.
Yes,
let's talk about some orgy time. I heard that you you made another little trip to your orgy buddies.
So,
I
had a person come in from out of town, and
really,
yes, I know, and
that never happens.
That never happens. And so, some friends of mine that live up in Grass Valley / Colfax offered to throw them a party.
Oh, really?
So, yes. So a party was had, and
a party with favors.
A party? I don't think so. What do you mean, like drugs?
Oh, no, you know, like party favors, but I'm sure there were probably some sort of enhancements there, poppers and stuff like that.
Well,
but
I mean, different people have their different things.
No, that wasn't what I meant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so, I mean, you know, when there is drugs, it's mild, you know.
Yeah, nobody's, like, you know, slamming or...
Yeah,
you know,
there's not meth or heroin or
anything
hardcore. So it would be just, you know, some mild, you know, gummies of different kinds that are legal. Yeah. You know, things like that.
But, you know, with the gummies, you give it a little shot, and it's, it's hard.
Well, then some of the boys nowadays do the Trimec.
Uh-huh.
So the shot in the penis. So,
They need to, or they just enjoy it?
You know, I think, well, the problem is that mentally, I think people start to do it.
Yeah.
And they feel like they can't do it without it.
Okay.
So remember that, too. If you are thinking about Trimec, and your penis is not experiencing dysfunction at a regular rate.
Yeah.
If you're just thinking about doing it just to actually be harder for an adventure,
slam
like an
it.
Orgy.
Yeah.
Or like a bathhouse or that kind of experience, try the lighter stuff first, you know? The truck stop, you know, a boner pill.
What about, I was going to say, what about my Cialis or something, you know?
Yeah, so trying one of those first for
just don't want needles near my dick.
Well, and part of the problem, too, is that there's a couple of drawbacks. So the thing is once you put a needle in your penis, you're going to have a spot on your penis that hurts.
I would think.
Well, because, I mean, it's like they say it's like being punched in the dick. So although your dick is incredibly hard and most of your dick feels good, there's going to be a spot on your dick that feels like you've been punched, which is true. I mean, because your dick is like a giant sponge.
For free. Yeah.
It's like a giant sponge. And if you go in there, you know, shoving extra liquid in there, you know what I mean? It's
totally.
But here's another drawback, and they say that, you know, your body will actually become, you know, in need of it, meaning that, you know, you will have caused so much
damage, psychological damage, or both. Okay.
So some physical damage as far as you're creating scar tissue. So every time you're shoving extra liquid up there, you're creating scar tissue around that area. So eventually, you'll get to a point where your spongy is needing that because it's so scarred up.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So,
so you took this hottie.
Mm-hmm. So, this out of towner, family lives here, was raised here, came down to visit. So, it took him up there for them to meet, and the Brotherhood Collective.
Literally.
So, yeah. So that they meted him.
And, we'll call him Popeye.
Popeye. The Sailor Man.
Yeah, but, so he got fully taken care of, like, all his needs
yes,
met.
Yes, he got vested in the Brotherhood of
Slut. Nice.
So, yeah.
Did you enjoy yourself this time? Did you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
were
I
you all
time.
Like, I would like some more G, please?
No, I was G-free.
Okay.
Yes. So I, I just did a mushroom gummy, and that was it.
The only G I drink do is Gatorade.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to slam it before I slam these
slam the
butts.
Gatorade.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you're doing. How many guys did you fuck? One, two, three, and then he got right to the middle of it. Oh, yeah.
There was
how many were there?
There was just one. They were schizophrenic. You gotta fuck all the personalities.
You gotta fuck each personality. Aww. Yeah, yeah.
But there was seven that were there.
Oh.
So.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that sounds very
good. The one I couldn't fuck was myself.
Oh.
Because I do that on a regular basis anyway.
Yeah.
Figuratively. But,
Well, I'm glad that you're doing that because you know what? I'm going through a little bit of a slump right now where, like, you know, I'm pretty regular, like, every day. I jerk it and have a good old time and usually
gay old time.
Yeah, usually I am gooning at the time. Of course, I'm not doing not. No offense to anyone who loves that, but
he doesn't do the mind.
I look goofy enough without you know
without
that.
Drooling on yourself.
Yeah. Although I did. Well, anyway, let me finish. So. I'm not exactly sure why, but I've just been like, I just went 2 days without it. And then when I did it, I'm like, I could have done something else and been more productive. So I'm going to talk to my doc about that because, I shouldn't be having any, you know, like low libido issues. But the last time that I got blood tests, I had low T.
Mm.
And he was all like, just lift some weights. I think there was a subtext of just lift some weights and lose some weight because, you know, fat converts to estrogen, so it's probably killing your but he didn't actually say that, but you kind of got that, you know. But I'm gonna talk to him again because I'm like, no, this isn't right. I'm like once a day schwing and there you go. But I got schwing because I signed up. Once again, I hate myself for doing this sometimes, but there was a super sale for Danny Libido for his OnlyFans, and he does the kinkiest fucking fantasies, and although he does some that are, he does some fan requests, and the fans are like, he's like working out, so he's got some jacked up muscles. But he can also kind of protrude his stomach so that it looks kind of like he's kind of pregnant.
And preg?
Yeah. So he was doing some fan favorite videos where he was like, you know, like POV sitting on, like he would be sitting on your dick and bouncing up and down like he's, you know, taking your dick. And he's all, yeah, you like that? Oh, your pregnant husband riding your dick? Oh, I'm so horny for you. You knocked me up. And I'm all like, you know, I'm not turned off, but, you know, it's not. But then he did a Vore video, and you know what Vore is, right? Okay, so for anyone that is new to what that, Vore is basically like you eat somebody whole, and then they live inside of you. That type of thing. Anyway, he did a Vore video, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not watching that. It's too much for me.
I wonder where that comes from, though.
I don't know. Part of me was like, is it a thing where, like, for the person that gets eaten? Because usually that's where the fantasy comes from. It's the person that's getting, like, eaten and living inside of somebody. And I'm like,
is there a safety?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking there's some type of, you know, connection.
Absolute safety, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. I still don't understand how that would be, though, but I mean, that's right up there with, like, you know, hey, Jonas, you know, lived in a giant whale. I mean, it's like,
No, he didn't. Actually, he's healed, and he's fucking half the city, and I'm totally cool with that.
All right.
I love Jonah Wheeler. Anyway, so... Actually, if you're really into fantasies, especially fantasies like you like watching your big brother jerk off, or, you know, yes, son, I'm home, and I need you to take care of daddy.
Dad, you
like
that?
And he's got a few videos that are like full on where he's like, you know, talking about being like, you're a horrible drunk father, and now you're being raped by your son and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay. That's kind of a Chota thing, maybe, you know, but, whatever, it's all good. And he's hot, so. Anything else you want to talk about?
I don't think so.
No? Mm-mm. Nothing? Okay, well, I think that we're kind of going to wrap this one up. You're going to notice some changes coming up.
Yeah, we got some really exciting, changes coming. And, where we will, you know, unveil more as we go.
Yeah.
But yeah, so some branding changes and some...
We got more stuff coming in on Patreon. We're going to be unveiling our new, kind of what we're moving into with some new projects. And we're, of course, going to keep everything really super sexy. Oh, one thing we are adding, though, for our... We're going to add a new tier to maybe our $5 tier, we'll see, where we're gonna pop out Ouija doing a really hot sex audio.
A sex audio?
Usually, because we do the personalized ones for our $10 level.
Yeah, yeah.
Here.
And I'm happy to do that. Yeah, I mean, if you do join at the $10 level, just give me something to go off of. I mean, I would love to, you know, jack off,
like,
you know, to your suggestions.
Making Adrian and, suck your dick.
Yeah, I mean, all of that fun stuff. I mean, that's good to go off of. And I mean, hell, if you got a hot picture of yourself, you know, I do love a little bit of, you know.
Something to go off of.
Yeah.
Ouija's very visual.
I am. I'm very visual because my love language is touch. So yeah.
I've always thought your love language was touched.
Exactly, like the rest of me. I'm very touched.
But we are going to add some more content for the Patreon because we really do support and love you guys for being able to
assist with the show.
Yeah. All right. Real quick, BaderBomb.
BaderBomb. So, yeah. So, if you have not tried BaderBomb, please do. You know, just take a moment, go and buy yourself some BaderBomb at BaderBomb.com. And that's BatorBalm.com. Mm-hmm. And Alex and his bunch that were there, they're incredible people with an incredible product.
Totally. I know I'm enjoying it, especially that unscented. Love you guys for doing that. Check out the erotic writings of Chota Akate at smuttybook.club. And get all his books. Well, actually, there's only two more days, but he did. What did he say? Something like 300 of his books went this month because they were free. So I don't know.
I don't know.
I try to pay for his books, but free books. I mean, come on. all right, and I guess that's kind of it. Send us your comments, questions, or whatever you want to at biggaysexshow@gmail.com. And join our Patreon, patreon.com/BGSS. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Blue Sky, and you can find us at BGSS.
Yeah, you can always find me at Blue Sky, too.
Oh, you
can happy hunting,
find
Sebastian.
Find him splayed out, spooging. It's Fat Cock Friday picks.
Fat Cock Friday.
Yes.
I live for Fat Cock Friday.
So does Big Red. It's all like, oh my God. I'm ready for my close-up, Mr.
Like, oh my God, a day of all about my pictures. Because the day that I pass on, people are going to go through my stuff going, Jesus Christ. It's just, it does he? How many pictures of your penis can you possibly need? But Big Red is quite stuck up little bitch.
Well, this is pretty funny when you're like, look, they made me a family photo reel on my phone, and it's like all the pictures of your family, and all of a sudden penis.
I do love that because it will do that all the time. They're like, remember this day 5 years ago, and it's like, oh look, there we're at the fair. Oh wow, look, I'm eating ice cream. Oh look, my uncle's doing something. Oh look what my dog's doing, and then boom, there's my penis.
Right.
It's like, oh, and actually, you know what? It kind of smartened up because it was like trying to like, I think at the first, the Google Photos was trying to phase out like, you know, anything that might resemble body part. But you know what it did to me the other day, and I almost sent it out to everybody?
Oh.
Was it did a whole,
it did
15 pictures of just my penis. And it said similar shots through the years.
Well, they are kind of similar, but that's okay.
There's only so many angles so you can get of your penis. So, But yeah, no, yeah, it was hilarious.
Have any lower photos, though.
Photos?
Those are kind of the hard ones, you know.
Those are hard ones because people not like I don't have the best neck from like lower photos.
Yeah,
they're not always the best ones.
Well, I know, but just like of Big Red, like you know, because they're well anyway. So, all right, we love you, and
yes,
we will catch you in not as long.
Yeah. We'll hugs, tugs, and lots of loves, baby.
Bye.
A network of inclusion.
Univazpods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.